Guys, I'm good.
A lot of team assessment by Coach Shano and the staff during the bye week. Did you have an opportunity to do that some yourself, looking at your performance, or how would you judge your first four games?
Yeah, I mean, we went back and looked at every single play, every single cut up, from whether it's by protection, by coverage. Just did a pretty thorough self evaluation, and you know, some stuff was good, some stuff was bad. You know, you got to get more of the good, eliminate the bad. You know, that's kind of, it's pretty black and white.
Is there one thing that stood out that you want to improve on from these next 12 games that maybe you didn't do well the first four?
No, I mean, it's just really a couple times that it wasn't really repeat things. It wasn't like, oh, man, just can't do this. It was kind of like maybe a situation pops up or something pops up that doesn't work out as well, and there's a different way you could have gone about it, or you could have gone about it the same way in a different way. So it's kind of, I don't know, it's just continually growing, learning from these experiences, and throwing them in the memory bank and continuing to try to get better.
I would give you a chance to kind of shut things down mentally and just get away from it for a little bit and then come back fresh?
Yeah, for sure. You know, you don't want to get too far away from it, but it was fun just having some time. Got to spend quite a bit of time with my younger sister and my brother, who I hadn't really had time to hang out with for a while. So I caught up with them, and no, it's always a bye week. I kind of like it early in the year, but you know, other people will dispute it, but I like getting it out of the way, kind of seeing her family, and then grinding, you know, pressing on, trying to just work as much as you can. And I mean, Coach talks about it all the time, each week trying to build on and prepare better the following week. And you know, that's what we're looking to do. You know, you talk about our team coming back energized. You know, we had practice on Monday, practice yesterday, practice today. I mean, guys are flying around, making plays, and there's kind of a different sense, a different feeling of a good one.
This might be dumb, but were you a Chiefs fan growing up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I definitely grew up a Chiefs fan. You guys didn't ask? You guys didn't know this?
Yeah, okay. What do you remember when you think back to some of the teams you watched? What comes to mind?
What do you mean, with the Chiefs? I look back to, the days when it was, Derek Thomas and, Neil Smith, and I remember going to my first game with my dad and just getting the crap scared out of me when they were singing at the end of the national anthem. And a lot of fond memories with friends up at Arrowhead. But you know, it's funny because you're like, oh, I'm always gonna love the Chiefs, you know, when you're a kid. But I mean, then you grow older and you get to a point where it's really, the organization is the organization, and then the team, they're part of it, but it's all about the schemes and the players. You know, that's really the helmets and previous accomplishments and whatever. I mean, it all comes down to who's this team right now and who are they going to be on Sunday, and then from a more specific standpoint, each play in and out, how are you going to find a way to be the best you can be on that play, to find a way to win?
Family and friends that are going to have to change allegiance this week?
I don't know. I would hope they've been Bucks fans ever since I've been on the Bucks, but
they're not friends.
Yeah, no. I think that they're more, as far as a lot of my friends go, just me fans, you know. And I think they just like to see good football. You know, it's funny. I had a great conversation with my buddy, which is another story, but a friend I grew up with, longtime teammate, and he's talking about going around. He's got a brother in the NFL and a brother in college football. He played college football with me. He was talking about how, just how the people that go to your games and watch your games, like as far as family, close friends, like they want to see you win. They want to see you do well, but that's because they want to see you happy. You know, they just like being around you. And, I thought that was some pretty good insight. And, this is a pretty long, good conversation. You can read it on my blog. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, it was a great conversation. And, I just, This week really, really kind of reminded how fortunate I am to have great family and great friends from back home.
Josh, have you always been a guy that threw the deep ball well? Did you have to work on? You have a strong arm, obviously, but how did you get better? Do you think through the years at getting the ball down the field?
Honestly, I have always felt like that's always been a strength of mine. All the way up in college, and then I felt like when you get in the league. And I've hit deep balls over the years. You talk about some of those bombs to Reed or to Mike. But really, I remember my rookie year, they weren't really calling a whole lot of shots. It was kind of, we'd call a few. We hit a few. Antonio Bryant was banged up. We had, I'm trying to think who else, Michael Clayton. But it was really more about working the underneath zones rather than trying to stretch the defenses. But no, I feel like the deep ball, it's something that get back and assess the coverage and let it go. It's definitely it's something that when it's there, I feel like I can make it happen. And especially now with you talk about having Vincent Jackson, having Mike Williams, and the way those guys are playing, plus you turn on the flip side and you got two other guys who are also speed threats in Tyquan Underwood and also Aurelius. Yeah, we've got a lot of players that can go get it.
What's the play? Play more, please?
Huh?
Is that your favorite play?
Not necessarily. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. People are like, well, what's your favorite play? I like the play that works. honestly, I like. It really depends. I love seeing Mike go down the field and make a great catch, or Vincent, but I also like to see, Dallas make a play. I like to see, you just like to see the team succeed and your teammates do well.
Is there a rule? When you throw them, you don't want to overthrow guys. You got to give them a chance. You put a lot of air under. Is there something that you do technically to increase the success rate of those down the field throws, or is it just a touch thing?
No, that's something that you talk about, trying to put parameters like, you gotta tweak this or do this, or well, make sure you don't underthrow them, but no, don't overthrow them. And you put you put a restraint on your natural ability, and really it comes down to, for me, footwork. If I drop back, get my feet underneath me, and it's been in the past that there have been plays where I haven't got my feet set, stepping, running around, making a play. But it comes down to hitting a deep ball on time and stride. It's not about really. It's just about throwing it. Knowing where you guys going, and just putting it out there. Throw it to the guy, not to the spine. So it's definitely good, and it's in this system. I think it's great because there's definitely a lot of ways and a lot of opportunities, and I think Coach Sullivan does an awesome job of putting us in situations where we can make big plays. And as you all know, Coach Shiano is a big advocate for taking some shots, for making big plays and explosive plays. So, no, I'm definitely excited. I really like the offense we're in from a personal standpoint. I think the offensive line has also played extremely well, holding up, giving us time to make those plays.
Thanks, Josh. Hey. Thanks, John.